All right. Hey, welcome. Stuck Granny Audio 1180. It's Jeremy and Chris. We are bringing you a SummerSlam Night One review, but first with baseball commentary. Yeah, so I have no sympathy for this guy being upset leaving the Tigers. His agent doesn't negotiate contracts in a contract year. His agent cuts off the Tigers from even accepting offers. And yeah, that's what Scott Borash does because he wants to maximize his client's market value, which makes sense, right? But I don't want to hear a player go, you know, it's really tough leaving here. Well, you did nothing to stay. You didn't even engage the Tigers. They weren't even, like, you guys weren't accepting offers. Or I'm sorry, you weren't accepting negotiations for a contract extension that would keep you there. And all these people saying the Tigers won't pay people, that's ludicrous. They've got the, what, fourth highest payroll or eighth? Something like that? Yeah, no, I'm all for the athletes getting their money, but they can suck a fat one when it comes to, well, you know, I'd really want to stay here. Then stay. So you make $500 million here instead of 510. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, it's gonna be one of those shows. So
Oh yeah.
like,
Oh no,
oh,
it's gonna be a show.
we're so happy that, you know, I'm just happy for him. I'm not happy for him at all. Fuck you. No, you could have stayed. Oh, and the there's a line that all my best friends are in there. Oh, well, it's good to see what your friendship means. So it's just better. Like, I know we want our athletes to talk and be honest. And yeah, I would prefer that. I'd much rather him go, well, you know what? I want to test my market. I was talking to Kevin. I want to test my market value. I want to see how much I can get. Well, that's fair, but then you're not holding a team hostage, too. There's no guarantee you're signing with him. So you're going to let arguably one of the better pitchers in baseball leave? He's not the best pitcher in baseball either, which we can get rid of that, too. And this is as a Tigers fan. So, another guy just leaves the Tigers. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
For to go to LA where no one gives a damn about baseball.
No, they do not.
They don't care about anything out
LA
there.
doesn't give LA doesn't give a sh LA does not give a shit about their local sports teams.
I guess the Lakers, I guess would be it. All the pretend Rams fans. And really
Oh, the
pretend Chargers
Rams.
fans.
No. I've been in a Rams stadium and seen over 50% of the jerseys
Yeah.
being the opposing team. I have
Yeah.
seen that shit in person.
Yeah. That is a NFL mandated. We want an LA team.
Yeah.
Like, those people were not crying for one. So,
LA
yeah.
and Ve LA and Vegas exist so that people from other places can go to those stadiums
Yeah.
and for away games and just and wear their team's jerseys.
Yeah.
LA and Vegas are the teams that exist for that shit. It
Yeah.
absolutely is.
And then there's the Chargers, who everyone still
Yeah.
calls the San Diego Chargers because no one remembers they're in LA. So, but speaking, well,
Been a
speaking
Tiger for
of
a while.
speaking of Vegas, they
Speaking of Vegas.
this has nothing to do with Vegas, but well, WWE is running a show in a few weeks there. So there.
Yes, they are.
Well, AAA is, excuse me. Which by the way, I watched AAA after SummerSlam last night. That was a damn good show. And
I have not watched it
it's
yet.
good. It's apparently Dragon
I
Lee's
feel like
hurt.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. So he got although they are doing what was do you remember in the Attitude Era? Was it GTV?
Yeah, GTV, yeah.
They're doing a similar angle now with the Psycho Circus. Or is that what they're called?
Oh, okay. Yeah, something
And
like that, yeah.
they just keep following around the clowns from a distance. Like, is there gonna be a payoff to this?
I
So,
have no, I don't know.
yeah.
The problem I have with AAA is they have not, with the 1 hour TV format, they have not done a good job of, in my opinion, of filling out their mid and undercard. Like,
No.
I just don't care about most of these people.
Right.
I don't know them. I was not historically following AAA, so like I don't know these people.
Yeah,
If you get me past like you get if you get if, really if you get me past like the main angle, I don't really care. I hate to say it.
well, they're starting to branch out and create more stuff because I know you don't really care for Minnie Vikingo. I know that.
No.
Well, they're finally putting him in angles, and it's like, okay, because, you know, Vikingo's gone. And so they are slowly starting to build it up. But it's also, like, if you watched AAA before, there were no mid-card angles.
Mm-hmm.
It was just stuff. And then the main, and then the main story.
Random trios matches, basically?
Yes. It was like an AEW show. Just random trios matches. And then you have your main stuff. So it's still, they're still kind of going with that tradition. But
well, Lucha Libre invented that.
No. Well, sticking to their guns then. You know? Why?
Yeah.
Don't change if it ain't broke. Or was it don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix? Whatever. I don't care. But it was a good show last night afterwards. So it kind of carried on the momentum from SummerSlam. If you think there was momentum to be had, which is why we're actually here. Night one is in the books. Long in the books now. I guess, what's your overall impression?
I mean, I enjoyed the show for the most part. I don't know if I left that with a great impression, though. It was an enjoyable evening of wrestling. I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy most of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just where do we go from here?
Yeah, I had a good time watching the show once I was able to log in.
Well, yeah, you had problems.
I hate technology. Like it. So I'm not getting text messages right now. I keep getting them bunched up because they did an update for Android, and then they did an update on the Google Messages app, whatever. And like someone hit me up yesterday. I got all four of them at once today. So that's just how it's been going. But then I went to log in at 5:50 to ESPN because I have YouTube TV. So I don't need, I cancel my subscription, which I did before they charged me for the month.
Well, that's good. That's at least a good move on that part.
Well, that was kind of some bullshit because I found out on Wednesday night or Thursday night through Reddit that YouTube TV had come to a deal with ESPN.
Yeah.
And I immediately canceled it because it rolls over on the 1st. So I got an email on the 1st saying, hey, YouTube TV is now can access ESPN. And I'm like, that's some dirty shit. I would have been charged another month of ESPN even though I got it free because they sent the email the day of billing.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so I go to log in and I'm already logged in with my TV provider. It won't work. And it says, you need access. I was like, you told me I had access. So I log into the provider again. It won't work. Their stupid site won't work. Then I finally get through with the TV provider and it tells me, hey, you need to just log in with your Disney ID. I don't have a fucking Disney ID. Just let me in. I didn't log in until 6:06, and the women were already in the ring, which that was a surprise. Ugh. It's simple things like this that should never happen. And that's why I just, Disney can screw. So, the overrated new Spider-Man movie that came out too. So,
you're not a big fan?
I like the movie. Don't get me wrong. I keep seeing people saying how great it is. It's not. And it's a good movie. It's got some real good dramatic stuff to it. The villain is just idiotic. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff from this person being the villain that is just ridiculous. So I just wanted a Spider-Man story. You've got the Punisher, the Hulk, the villain, and everything the villain means. And it's like, can we just go back to the Raimi ones where it was a self-contained, you know? Raimi and then the other one. They were self-contained. But anyways.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. But anyways, so once I got in, were the women already in the ring when the show came on air?
No, they got full entrances.
Wow. Okay. I mean, 6 minutes for an intro and the two of them to get in is pretty quick, right?
Well, in case I'm sure you've seen it now that the real show opening, which was still in the pre-show time period, was some girl who no one has ever heard of before doing God Bless America.
Oh, okay.
And the day after, we find out, by the morning after, we find out that girl, who that apparently teenage girl, singing God Bless America to open up SummerSlam Saturday, is actually Triple H and Stephanie's daughter.
Oh, wow.
Imagine maybe their youngest. Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, good for her.
Yeah. Good for her. They gave her a different name. They didn't call her Levesque or anything.
No way. They did not.
No, they probably went by her first name and her middle name or whatever.
Come
they didn't say Levesque.
God.
Yeah.
Just give the girl the nepotism. I mean, that's what it is. Let her have it. If she's talented, what's the problem?
It was fine. I mean, it wasn't the greatest thing in the world. They've got Darius Rucker tonight, so Hootie's doing the national anthem tonight.
Well, are we going by his shoot name, or are we going by Hootie, or his real name?
Oh, I think we're going by his real name. Yeah, he's country Darius. He's so solo.
I'm sorry. All right. Look, I actually don't have a problem with her singing it. You know, like,
no, it's
there's the image of WWE formerly being a family business. Yes, I understand. But there was a family business aspect. Shane was part of it. Stephanie was part of it. So why wouldn't Triple H and Stephanie's kids be a part of it somehow? Let the girl have her moment.
Yeah. I agree. It's not a big deal, yeah.
It's like Stephanie Hunter. What? That's not her name.
Yeah, then we got the Justin Jefferson opening video, which is hilarious because the night before, every time they put like a Justin Jefferson on the screen in Green Bay, he got booed out of the building, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And then we got Livin' Yo's full entrances. They got a full entrance.
Okay.
You didn't really miss anything, but they got a full entrance.
Well, I would have liked to have seen their kids sing the God Bless America. But it only if I would have known it was their kid, you know.
Yeah,
I would have been like, who the hell is this?
Yeah, because you look her up. She's not a kind of recording artist. She has not. There would be nothing about her.
Well, that's pretty cool then, you know. Like
that's fine. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like they're pushing a Brooke Hogan thing, you know.
No. That part's whatever. But yes.
I'm gonna be cynical in weird ways, I think. So
go ahead. That's it.
I mean,
that's
I should be like, fuck this. I've been swearing a lot already. So
fuck.
I spent one of those then weekends, man. So
yeah, oh yeah. I get it.
So we had this opening match, and I liked it. Outside of like,
I liked the match a lot.
The Judgment Day interference always turns me off. But they won me back.
It's the same thing every time.
Exactly.
It's Roxanne distracts, and then Raquel does something. Yes. It's the same thing every time.
And it's the same dumbass referee emotions. Hey, get down. Yeah. It's like, just stop. I don't know. I know it's always hyperbole with these guys, but it's like, you know, tonight everything changes. No, it doesn't. It's the exact same. It's the exact same stuff. So... But this was the only match with interference, right?
No, the title match.
Oh, true.
Obviously.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, no. This was interference that didn't lead to the finish.
Right.
They went longer than that. Good. No, really good match. Io Sky might be the best women's wrestler in the world, and
yeah. I don't think
a lot of people
argument.
Probably don't give Liv Morgan enough credit for being as good as she is. So, you know, this was all very good.
I'm glad you said that, by the way.
What did you say?
I'm glad you said that about Liv. I think it's going, and I will say I've done this too. I think it's going unnoticed how good she is.
The hot blondes always get that treatment. It is a thing. The hot blondes get that treatment. But then I like this finish. I liked how Io flipped out of the first Oblivion and then took the whatever the thing, cult code breaker, whatever they call it now, whatever they're supposed to call it, the non-Jericho name for it, and then got hit again with it. Then one and done. Good match, good finish.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly okay with this. This
Yeah,
was
I.
where this was well done. This is what we would want from this.
Yeah, and
Because I
I.
don't think anyone really expected Io to win, so.
No, and I do like kind of like a hubris moment too. Like she like, she gets out of the move. She doesn't have to showboat, and it cost her. So I don't mind when baby faces do that too. And I really like the sequence. And Liv winning, I think all of us agreed Liv was winning. So it was like, oh, okay. And hopefully it goes somewhere from here because now the Judgment Day has, well, two WWE titles and one AAA title. So it's like, well, they are kind of back. They just need, but I don't see any other singles gold coming their way until they decide to do something with Dom. Because JD's not it.
Yeah, that's true.
We all know
No,
that.
JD's
So.
definitely not it. No. He's just there.
Yeah, but I mean, steady hand.
He's
And.
steady. He is incredibly steady. There's really nothing wrong with him at this point.
No. And then he'll be the comic fodder tonight, which that's good.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah. So I thought it was a solid open. I do not have the lineup in front of me. Who was next? Do you remember?
The next match was a six-man tag with the Bloodline against the makeshift trio
Them.
of LA Knight, Solo Sikoa, and Royce Keyes.
Okay. The first thing that jumped out to me was Jacobs cooled down from the crowd.
Oh, absolutely.
Royce Keyes is just not getting
Dead on
it.
arrival. He's just dead. He's done. They've done. They've.
Yeah.
He's not doing himself any favors, and they're not doing
No.
him
And
favors.
then Solo, people were kind of lukewarm, but by the end, him being
When
the
he. Go ahead. Go
him
ahead.
being this smart ass is
He.
the best possible thing he can do.
Yes.
It's
The.
great.
When he did the Yeet chant and they actually played the music, that was
That was,
hilarious. That
oh
was
wait,
fantastic.
I usually
And
don't like that, and I thought it was great.
that was great. And it kind of hilariously shows off just how easy it was for Jey Uso to get over. And then because did you see one of those things from those things that came out that said like Solo is actually the funniest guy person in his family, and like he's like the locker room comedian, and people really like him. If he gets to show off that part of himself, this babyface run might have legs.
Yeah, well, I also read, of course, everything's secondhand, but I also
Yeah,
read
of course.
that.
I don't know this man personally. No.
Right. But it's all well, okay, to go to like the personal part, they had a video of him like greeting fans at like Fanatics or whatever that thing was, FanFest over this weekend. And he was personable. He was smiling. He's like yanking people in. Like, most wrestlers now are kind of stand backish.
Oh
He's like
yeah.
pulling them in. A whole family came wearing Yeet stuff. And he's like, "What are you guys doing?" He's like, "You even got on the glasses. Your mama's got glasses on too." It's like, "Oh," it's like, "Yeah, I'll take the picture."
No, that's super cool stuff.
Yes.
I love the hell out of that. Good. Again, if he's got a chance here, great.
Yeah, but I mean,
Because
but we've seen it
when we get to
before.
SmackDown, we'll talk about what's happened with the other guys
Yeah.
he was associated with. I also
Yeah.
like that too. But
But no, but it's like his
no.
personality coming out, it
It's
came
coming
out.
out. It absolutely came
And
out in
then
this match.
they
This
stifled
was a
it.
coming.
Well, I'm talking like months ago when he beat Jacob for, was it the United States title?
Yeah.
And they were all chanting. It was the after show, and everyone surrounded him, and he's talking, and the crowd's like chanting "Yeet" or whatever. And he's like, "Oh," and I can't remember exactly what it was, but so I was like, "Yeah, I got two words for I got some words for it." He's like, "He ain't here, Yeet," like that. And he's like, ha, like laughing like he's doing now. And it was like tap into that. And
Yeah, oh yeah,
they're
it
just now doing it.
seems like they are. Of course, LA Knight gets a great reaction. He
Yes.
pins Jey Uso. You would think in this match, if the first
You
of all,
think it would
I
be
think Kevin
Jimmy.
and I both picked the Bloodline. I think
Yeah, I did. I
did you
picked
pick the
blood.
Bloodline to
Yep.
win?
Yes, I absolutely did.
Yeah,
We
because
all
I didn't see
lost.
them losing a match like this. But no. This whole new Bloodline thing or Ribline reunion thing is it's in a lot of ways it's not working. And because you can't take anyone below Roman Reigns seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
And LA Knight gets the win by pinning Jay, not Jimmy. You'd think if the Bloodline was gonna lose, Jimmy would take the pin.
Yeah.
But no, Jay takes the pin, and gotta imagine, is LA Knight in line for a bigger push?
He has to be. And
He
we'll
has to
talk
be.
about a certain someone talking later, but he got the win, and I actually shot up and was like, well, no, there was one thing they did, and I thought LA was taking the loss. I can't remember exactly the moves, and I just went, are they seriously pinning him? Like, 'cause I figured if they lost, Royce would eat the L, or Solo, because he was still acting like a smartass and it backfired, which was pretty fun too. But and then LA just hit him with the BMT, which is just a bad move. And I just went, oh my God, they let him win. I was shocked. I was surprised at the outcome, shocked at who got the win. And then even more so who took the L. So
Jay's on a downslide here, without a doubt. But yeah, but man, it's like are we really gonna continue down this road of Roman Reigns doing nothing but wrestling other baby faces while he's essentially the most popular guy in the company? Like, this whole thing it's just weird. I mean, like, people talk about, the Danhausen shit, all that. Like, this is the stuff that bothers me more, because we're supposed to take this shit seriously, and it's just horribly, just really overcomplicated and confusing and all that. It's just not, this whole Bloodline thing just isn't working.
Yeah, and it's going to get even more confusing tonight. I think Seth is getting booed like crazy.
I think he is. I think Roman Reigns has reached that point where there's nothing he can do that he's gonna get himself booed at this point.
Yeah.
There's another person we're gonna talk about later who fits that description.
I already know who that is. So, who was
Oh
next?
yeah.
It wasn't the Bella match, was it?
No, it was Gunther and Nick Aldis.
How much money did they shell out for this match?
I have no idea. This whole the Oasis thing was
Wild to
that was
me.
my and it's like not even it's like not an Oasis hit, so it didn't like register with me at first. And then they mention it, and it's just like, why did wow for
Yeah.
this?
Yeah.
And obviously, it's, from what happened afterwards, it's a one and done thing. But holy shit, yeah,
Are
this
you?
is where okay, they had a perfectly fine match. I'm not gonna shit on the match or anything. I'm not gonna say it was the greatest thing in the world either. It was acceptable, good, maybe at best. Perfectly acceptable for this spot. Gunther wins, of course. Goldust, gets his. It's just a weird thing for this guy. Like, this. Okay, I'm gonna. Between how the post match and how they were talking about it during the post show. How like everyone was just being so just guffawing over this man. It felt like this nearly 40-year-old man was being treated like a make-a-wish kid,
Yes.
like getting his wish granted. It
Yeah.
was so weird. It was overdone. Like how great he was and how beautiful this moment is. Like, he's just been the general manager of Smack. He's just been a guy in a suit for 3 years. To the majority of the people in this who watching, most people aren't like this. They've never actually seen him wrestle before, and he's and it's and it's not supremely impressive for people who have.
Wasn't that always the problem with him? Like his
It
matches were
was always
always
the problem
just
with him. Yes.
okay. Like there's not it's I'm not trying to like take the piss out of this guy's moment or anything, but there's a reason. Like
There is a reason.
he
Yes.
looks I'm gonna be real fair here. He looks the part of a champion.
He
I mean, he
does.
can wear a suit, he can hold the belt correct, he can talk, but when it gets in the ring, it was just kind of missing.
Pedestrian.
Yeah.
Pedestrian,
I
yeah.
saw him live here in Charlotte. It was after one of the baseball games, and I was psyched. It was him versus Ethan Chase. He was a local guy. That match was 5 minutes. He gave Ethan Chase no offense and just walked out. He didn't even play the crowd or anything. And I'm like, what was that? And you can see the Ethan Chase guy was not happy.
No,
And
that's a weird.
it was weird. So I'm guessing he wanted out, and so plus a NWA title match at the middle of the show was weird too. So, but
my livelihood, all the story is All In 2018 against Cody, which fantastic moment, really good match, but all because of Cody. Nick Aldis was just there.
Yeah,
and I guess that's the story of his career. He's just there.
Yeah.
And for him to get all of this, again, it just felt like it was just so overdone. Like, is this guy dying or something? Like, what the fuck is going? Why are we acting like this over this man?
Yeah, I mean, because he shouldn't have. But his character never let on. Like, oh my god, I just want one match. You know, I'm only here. Like, all of this just came in the last month for the people who don't know him. And I was shocked by the reaction, though.
He got a good reaction. Yes. I was shocked by it, yes.
I mean, I was expecting politeness, but they were legitimately loud for him. And when he fired up, I mean, I don't know how much of that is people hate Gunther. Because, boy, he's getting hard to like, man. He's really, I still do like him, don't get me wrong. But I can understand why people who do like him are just kind of like, man, he's really becoming like, did you see the after show?
Oh yeah, he was on his shit. He was a douche. He was a super supreme douche of all douches. Yes, that was great.
And
he's fantastic.
And he doesn't let on like it's a character.
I'm still crossing fingers he gets added to tonight's number one contenders match. Although again, I don't know if he does and kills those two. As a SmackDown, he's still involved with all this. Like he just beat the shit out of Sami Zayn and Finn Balor.
Yes, he did. That was pretty telling.
On SmackDown. Yeah. That was very telling. So I wonder if that's where we're headed for this. Because the idea of Sammy or Finn at this point being the number one. We'll get into a little bit of preview here, I guess.
Yeah,
the idea of Sammy or Finn being a number one contender is just gobsmacking to me. Like, no one wants Punk against either of these guys.
Yeah, we've already seen it.
Yes, we've seen it. And, you know, again, it's maybe the lost guys who never really got to have a sustained main event push, but it's also guys in their 40s who've been around forever. So, like, you've had your time. Maybe it wasn't quite what you always hoped for your career would be, but you're also both undersized guys who probably made it further than you would have otherwise in different eras too. So maybe you should be happy with that.
Yeah. But this match, like, it's, but Gunther's hair was a nightmare yesterday, by the way.
Oh, his hair has been a nightmare. He is not taking care of himself as well in that regard.
Yeah,
but I guess maybe does it make him a bigger douche?
Yes, it does. No, that's where I was going.
Yeah, okay.
It
I was gonna
absolutely
say that, yes.
does. It's he's just he's always looks unpleasant, anyways. And trust me, for someone who looks unpleasant, I know what that looks like. So it's like, God, it's making it worse. So
yes. That's good stuff.
It's also for two follically challenged men talking about another guy's haircut. We have every right to say if you have a nightmare haircut. So
yes,
yeah, but which I that'd be fine. I'd take that haircut, I guess. Although, how long have you been bald?
Oh, I have been bald way longer than I would like to admit. Okay. I probably started losing my hair at 25. I'm 43 now.
Oh shit! I was 18 when mine started falling out.
Okay, you have me beat then.
Yeah. It wasn't until my 30s I took
the plunge. Balding at 25, probably, yes.
Do you ever remember what it's like to have hair? I don't.
It's vague, but it wasn't the longest ago, I guess. See, I think shaving my head came before I let myself walk around with a goatee most of the time. The goatee helped.
Yeah.
It is bald head goatee. Yes, thank you, Stone Cold, for showing us all the way. Yes,
for allowing that.
Yeah.
So, but that was just the quick aside. So, it's like I'm always obsessing over people's hair, and I guess it's because there's a tinge of jealousy there. Even though
they're absolutely. I'm absolutely jealous of people with good
hair.
It's
been so long though.
I'm definitely jealous of men with good hair. Yes.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Someone with really coiffed hair.
Oh,
gross.
Oh my god. I just I just went to a funeral for my uncle who was 86. He kept his hair
Isn't that
to the very
worst?
End.
What a
that
waste.
Is the fucking worst. Oh
You're
my God,
80
I know.
Years old with a full head of hair. Why? You know, you're not going out getting any. Or maybe he was. I don't know. Well, maybe I should shut up. Never mind. Go for
right,
good
yeah.
for you. You know what? Shut up. So anyways, back to this match. Yeah, I thought it was pretty standard. Just I didn't like he tapped out though.
Yeah.
I would have preferred.
It's good enough for Cena. It's good enough for Nick Aldis.
Oh, that's true. But I mean, AJ Styles didn't tap out, so Goldberg didn't either. Right. So I don't mind him like choking guys out because it does like you know save some face, I guess. But
yeah.
You know, I mean, if it is like an exclamation point on his career as an in-ring wrestler, then fine. And I think he can be proud of that too. So, and then the other part that kills me, and Gunther brought it up on the post show. He was like, well, you were really like going at his family. He's like, well, yeah, well, why would you bring them? I didn't tell you to bring them. You willingly brought them. It's not my fault. It's like, well,
yeah.
You don't have to talk shit to him. Like, yeah, okay. Just because like I plant tomatoes doesn't mean you can pick them. And it's my fault because I'm growing them. So, but then, okay, so next is the disaster match, right?
Oh, this match was not good. And unfortunately, I feel like Fatal Influence is going to get some blame. And maybe, and you know what? They're not, yeah, they just came up from NXT. They're not maybe fully formed yet. They're against these, the very not good girls. Maybe JC Jane was a little too rough on her little somersault into the steps.
Oh, she sure was. They showed the WWE actually posted that on their Instagram page. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I mean she went in there like full force.
Yeah. No. This was the worst match of the night. I mean, you can't even argue with that point.
No, absolutely not. That's
no. Yeah.
I guess my
Fatal Influence was the name of who was going to, you know, lead the match well. No one on the opposite team is known as being a great worker.
No, and this is why like Fatal Influence showed up. That crowd hated him.
Yeah.
Next week hated him, and the next week they lost. Oh. And it's been mediocre since. They won the tag titles. It was like okay, they won.
Yeah.
And it's
no,
like,
no, it's
that's the people doing the booking, the writing, whatever you want to call it. You had a hot act and you pissed on it.
But they always have their reasons, though. They you know they
no,
you know,
there
was something
some
they
excuse.
There's something they said or did that made people mad in the locker room or whatever, or they were a little too stiff with somebody or whatever. And
can you
just,
imagine
yeah.
other? I'm sure they do actually, but. Can you imagine other industries running this way? Someone's like, oh, you're making us a ton of money, but you said the wrong thing to someone, so we're going to take you off the project making a bunch of money. What? No,
I get you, but...
Yeah. Stupid.
It is stupid, and this match was stupid. Thankfully, Fatal Influence won.
Yeah.
Again... being blamed for someone's injury is not going to help their cause. Yeah, because Brie Bella has some kind of a shoulder injury now as a result of JC Jane's.
Yeah, Triple H said it was bad, too. So,
well, they're hoping it's not as bad as they think, but we'll see.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, I don't want her hurt. I want them off my TV, though. I want all three of them off.
Right. Well, that I don't know about that because...
Oh, I know.
In the match, we get the well. I think everyone predicted how this was going to go.
Yeah, oh, of course.
That the Bellas were going to turn against Paige, except you know Brie was not really able to physically take part in the beatdown. And this Bella twin return has just been cursed. You know, Nikki's out. Brie has to get a substitute partner. And now Brie's going to be out, so Nikki's on her own. And now people were thinking that this would eventually lead to the Bella Twins versus Paige and AJ Lee.
Yeah, which we've already had.
Yeah. It's the WrestleMania 11 years ago. I know.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yep. So, I don't want any of this.
I know you would love.
Oh, God. What? I hate this. Cool. I'm happy Paige is back. I'm happy she's happy. Very happy she's healthy and in a good spot in her life. I'm glad the Bellas are happy. Blah, blah, blah. All right. All the way. I don't want you on my TV. There are plenty of women. We don't need dinosaurs. And yes, I understand that they're not that old to be called dinosaurs, but yes, they are. So we don't need them. No one asked for the Bellas to come back. And frankly, no one asked for Paige to come back.
We're getting a lot of no one asked for these people to come back people lately.
Oh, no kidding. We got one tonight.
We got one tonight and one tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, very true. At least the big Kaz one looks intriguing by the promotional videos for it.
Yeah.
So we'll go from there. So that one, yes, you're right. No one asked for it, though. But it's like, think of the women that don't get TV time, but yet the Bellas and Paige do. And yes, I know it's like, oh, well, it's Ivy Nile or Jordynne Grace. Yes, I understand that, and I get it. But at least they're new to the audience. And if they flop out, peace out. You've got 47 women ready to come up from NXT.
Yeah.
But no, we're going to go back to the well. Why? I guess this is my overall problem with WWE right now anyways. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, this match sucked. So, and it killed the crowd. Apparently they were doing the wave during the match.
That's what I saw later. Yeah. I did see clips of that. Yeah.
And it's got nothing to do with the fact that they're women. I haven't heard that, but I know someone eventually will, that'll be brought up that they just didn't respect the women's match.
Oh yeah.
It's like they did in the beginning.
Yeah. Anytime. Oh yeah. 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 Anytime the women are in a segment that doesn't have fan interest. Yeah. The misogyny accusations start hitting. Maybe it just wasn't good.
Yeah, I was called that yesterday. So.
Oh yeah. Who did that?
It was true. I don't care. If the truth is misogynistic, oh well. So deal with it. I'm not the one sleeping around trying to get jobs. So then the next. I don't know what to make of this match. WWE title, CM Punk and Cody. I don't know, man. Punk seems a step slower, right?
He was some bit slower. It was meant to be a long match. It was by far the longest match of the night.
Yeah.
They had a technically good match. It was because they even said it during the pre-show, which you missed. They said that this match was going to be the polar opposite of the main event. They were going to try to have a good technical wrestling match.
Okay.
And technically they pulled that off, but there was something missing too. I'm not going to say there wasn't something missing from it.
Yeah.
And again, the biggest thing is we're doing so many of these damn babyface versus babyface matches where the crowd is split or what have you. It's not an ideal way to do this shit. It just isn't. And this, until they actually came to blows during SmackDown, which I think was like a last minute attempt to really get some real heat here. Again, it's been very contrived. Like, any tension between them has been contrived. Because we've just been told for the last 2 or 3 years that they're friends. They're such great friends. That's all we've heard for years. And then all of a sudden, there's just this sudden bits of tension. The silly thing with the belt in the eye, all that shit.
It didn't work. Yeah.
And again, Cody, the refusal to take a hint and turn Cody in any way, shape, or form is affecting things. And it's going to affect things now more than it has, because guess what, folks? Randy Orton is back. He returned to a giant pile
Yes, he did.
As he RKO'd Cody Rhodes in the middle of the ring, effectively costing him his championship match with CM Punk.
I mean, no one wanted to boo Randy to begin with.
No, they didn't. In many ways, that was the start of WWE's recent downfall.
Yes. And they tried getting Pat McAfee involved to help it. That was their cover. And yeah. That didn't work. And then, like, people hated the end of WrestleMania Night 1.
Right.
Because of
that. They hated that. And then they do the punt kick to kind of save face for Orton. And then Orton disappears for months. And Cody barely mentions it ever again.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, did you see his eye was messed up again? Cody's eye was messed up.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, went on something from Punk. Yeah, I imagine. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Good,
but it's like
good.
But the problem is,
let's toughen this little bitch up.
We well, you see, he keeps coming back, so
I guess so.
But no, it's like,
wait,
you were saying like take the hint to turn Cody heel, but it's not him; it's the people they're putting him in the ring with. Like, people still react to Cody very favorably.
He's an entrance.
But
his promos and his matches lose interest as they go on.
Yeah, but his promos and entrances though are making a lot of money.
Are they
like,
really?
Well, he's still the top merch guy.
Are they
he?
Anymore? Is that I mean? Because
oh no, I think Danhausen is, which is just a dumb thing to say, but truth is truth. So,
ever since Cody actually beat Roman Reigns, has any of his feuds ever really felt epic?
No,
anything they've done with
not.
Him.
They had a chance with the Randy Orton one, even babyface.
Yeah.
They had that chance, but
I think the Kevin Owens stuff made him in the closest, but even that was,
but no one
they had
Kevin
a ladder
Owens
match. It was really, what?
No one
you
thought.
Knew, you knew Owens wasn't going to win. You knew because, yeah, right. You knew it. Yeah.
Also,
I
the
mean,
Drew
I,
McIntyre
I
thing,
totaled...
I think, turned people off too.
Oh, it did. It absolutely did. Yes. Yeah.
So
they got a problem here, and even though the face heel alignment is going to be really fucked up with it, finally moving Cody away from either being champion or challenger for several months, for at least probably through the end of the year at least, should help. And hopefully they do that. Hopefully we don't go right to a triple threat with Punk, Cody, and Randy. Let's get Cody completely out of the title picture for at least through the end of the year, is what I say. He can feud with Randy for 2-3 months, whatever the fuck, however long they want that to go.
Yeah.
And then Punk can go do face whoever.
I think Punk, how long do you keep Gunther away from him? I mean, especially because Punk on the after show was calling out everyone and their mother. Literally, mothers.
He was.
So.
That's the They fucked up with Gunther so bad this summer.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like, it's a crime what they did with him this summer. With his with taking three pinfall losses, the shenanigans finishes. They really hurt Gunther this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Punk... Even though they've done it, they did it, last year at SummerSlam. It should still mean something. And it would still mean more than CM Punk versus Sami Zayn or Finn Balor, for sure. But yeah, they're in a weird spot. Like, it feels like they have more of a logical, because say a triple threat match between Cody, Punk, and Orton sounds logical. As something to do in the coming months, but from what they've been doing standpoint, but it doesn't help the overall problem.
Yeah.
In fact, it makes it worse because again, you're throwing in nearly 50-year-old Randy Orton, no matter how beloved he is,
and no one's gonna boo him. And also,
one's gonna boo him, yeah.
He does not help his case. So he comes in at the end, poses a bunch while Cody's getting up, hits Cody, stops. Soaks in the cheers, winks at the crowd, and then takes off. And then even after that, if you watched him as he left, he was clapping and like playing to the crowd. Well, you're the bad guy, I guess, right? I don't know anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I don't know what any of this does anymore.
Randy's going to do what Randy wants to do. And God damn it, let him do that.
Yeah.
But at least go, hey, bud, we need you to be the bad guy. And I hope he's got the temerity to go, do you hear that? I could run over a puppy right now, and they're still going to cheer and blame the puppy for it.
Right, yes, of course.
So just let me...
Great way to say it, yes.
It's like, he's just reached that level.
Yes.
No one wants to boo these guys. John Cena, that's why that was a failed heel run. No one was going to boo John Cena.
That was the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
I just love how they... I've only watched like 3/4 of the way through the first Unreal episode, but I'm just like how they try to explain that away, just fucking hilarious to me. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Every way of not to say we shouldn't have done it in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Well, John's trying to explain what he wanted, and it's like, well, sometimes if you listen to the crowd, you can't give them. You have to give them what they want.
What you wanted would have worked 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, but not now. No, and like that's why the whole thing rang hollow. We've talked about it. He's like, you guys don't appreciate me, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, we cheer you every night now.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's been that way for
a long,
for quite a while. Probably since the late 2010s, at least.
Yeah.
At this
point. So,
but yeah.
Okay. Now we come to the end.
Okay.
I'm going to say right now, I enjoyed the hell out of this. Brock was stiff as hell.
He was.
And Oba tried to be stiff back, but I think Brock may have rung his bell a few times.
He may have. Yeah.
On purpose, by the way. He was being stiff to like prove a point, like this is the big boy business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they probably didn't use the cage as much as they should have.
Right.
There's things that you can nitpick. The biggest thing is really the finish.
You can tell that was a botch or that Oba messed up.
Really? You think he messed up? You think he was meant to drop Brock on the wood?
Yeah.
But he couldn't get in there?
Because somebody pointed out on Reddit and I went back and watched. He gives him the pop. Well, he didn't pop him up, which hurt, but he hit it and Brock is looking over at the wood. And I was wondering, oh, that's where they were supposed to be. And if Brock would have kicked out, I think it may have made the match a moment better.
Yeah.
And then
he should have kicked out.
I was also hoping, selfishly, that Oba was going to give him the full power bomb, and he would have gone through the ring.
Hmm.
And then he could have dragged Brock out and just covered him.
Yeah.
But, why not? It's a Hell in a Cell match. Make it wild, you know? But I loved how still, like, Brock was... Okay, I know it's been talked about before. Like, Brock's not a human being, right?
No, he's not.
Did you see the ease, absolute ease, he was handling those stairs?
Oh, he was crazy.
Like, it was like they were paper. And he smacked Oba with it.
Oh, Oba, Brock has...
And then dropped it
Brock,
on him.
Brock is a big strong... The issue they may have with Oba is he may not be as strong as he's presented.
True.
He has lost people on that powerbomb attempt before.
Mm-hmm.
He is, yeah. That might be one of the bigger concerns with Oba. Like, if he tries to do some power thing and he can't quite get somebody up, that could be trouble.
Yeah.
Brock, you never have that problem.
Yeah.
And the man is nearly 50 years old.
Yeah, but you could tell both of them were gassed beyond belief.
Yeah. Oh, they were. They definitely were.
It went a lot longer than expected.
It did. It went longer. Yes.
And
they went longer. Yeah. And it almost, again, it seemed like Oba ran out of gas first.
Yes. Yes. But did you?
Which
okay.
You didn't expect.
No, but I think Brock, like, who was he? Shane Carwin fight? I think it was a Shane Carwin UFC fight. Carwin was dominating him that first round. And Brock was just gassed out, but he was protected enough. And then he outlasted Carwin and put him out. So it's like Brock will get winded, get tired, but then there's always a little bit of a reserve left. And then you got Oba, who's not used to this. And this has got to be one of his longer matches where he was in a match with somebody who's bigger than him. Like, he went long with Javon during NXT,
Yeah.
but he's just throwing Javon around. So,
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, it was interesting. It's an easily fixable thing. Just protect him, you know? Like, okay, he's not going to fight another guy like Brock Lesnar. So, God, I hope not. So, I don't know. I just, it's the old Biggie thing. Big meaty men slapping meat, dude. And I was here for it, but I will have to be, you know, very honest. Yeah, the end fell flat. So, and that was Brock's swan song, right?
They didn't. They never quite said it, because that Saudi money at WrestleMania is gonna be very hard to pass up.
Yeah. But who does he go against that matters?
You could, I guess, have him be a face, throw a heel at, because this
For
is it
Braun
in terms of
Breaker?
him passing the torch to the next big thing, like letting a baby face just completely dominate him. That's it for this.
Yeah.
There's no one else who's going to benefit this much from beating Brock Lesnar. So maybe you feed Brock a heel. You give Brock a match, he can win.
I was going to say Braun Breaker,
Braun Breaker.
but yeah, you
You could do
can't.
some. Again, maybe you don't necessarily. Again, maybe I'm wrong about him having to win it, but it just it's gonna feel more hollow.
Yeah, I saw.
The idea that beating Brock Lesnar
Yeah,
in a dominant fashion is as impressive as it was when Obafemi did it.
and the bad thing is, like, the retirement was perfect,
Yeah.
and then they did this. So, but it is rare to hear Brock talk. So when he grabbed it and he was like, "I'm the future, I'm the past, this is the future," I was like, "Oh, jeez, all right." I did like he goes, "Hey, Minnesota, and everybody around the world watching this shit at home."
Yeah.
He just doesn't care.
He
So,
doesn't care. I always appreciate that about Brock.
And then Oba with very kind words for him afterwards,
Yeah.
making it sound like that was the end. And
But
if
we'll see.
so,
But yeah, I don't. I'm not. I will not be surprised if Brock works WrestleMania. If he doesn't do any even anything, including the Royal Rumble before that, it wouldn't surprise me. But I think this Saudi Arabia, that's just too much to pass up for him. If he's in the position where he's not considered enough part of the regular roster that he gets negotiated for extra money.
True. There's something else based off that, but now I forget what it is. So, oh well.
No,
But
sorry.
so
Okay, I
then,
talked a lot.
yeah. So, I think I've talked a lot today. So
Oh yeah.
my voice is cracking. But there we go. The after show, they
Oh
reinstate Nick
boy.
Aldis as GM. I thought that would have been better on SmackDown, but I guess they want content for YouTube and the after show for ESPN. Which is like, okay, you know, and maybe the Nick Aldis thing isn't done because they still have Drew McIntyre that was pissing him off too. Whenever Drew decides to
Yeah,
come back, you know?
I think it's done. I don't think
Yeah, I do
you
too.
I don't think you can do this again. No. He's just gonna have to accept his in-ring career is over
Yeah,
and
and
be fine with this role.
I get the feeling it is fine now.
I think this was a get it out of the system thing for him. I think this was a moment for him, and they really, again, they went overboard, but they really made it feel like that for him. They really did a nice thing for this guy. The problem is just, again, the Minneapolis audience, just the audience in Minneapolis, I guess people from all over too, not just Minneapolis, really reacted positively to him, more than I ever thought.
Yeah.
So, cool. Cool. He got his moment. There's no need to ever do it again.
Yeah, and then I know, like, well, you know too, he works as a producer backstage too. So
Yes,
it's not
true.
just, you know, off air, it's not just on air. So
Yeah.
yeah, so you know, Not, you know, just Gunther talking smack, CM Punk giving more fiery passion promos.
CM Punk being just the best promo in the business. Yeah. What a fucking promo.
I'm not hard to find. I'm not a pussy.
Oh yeah. I loved him saying that. Yeah. That was great.
But yeah, it's like, well, I enjoy what he said because he put a lot out there that I would like to see. But it's like, are they going to give us Oba and CM Punk immediately? And did you notice he did say whoever you choose? So the title match is still in play.
Just well, that might have just been Punk. That might have just been Punk freeballing. We don't know what. I don't know what they know.
I still say that the title match is still there. So
okay, well, maybe it is.
We'll see, but
yeah.
And then we had Gunther just talking his stuff, which is just great. People cheer for him, and all he has to do is turn around and goes, even these idiots. Everyone starts booing. And then they go to the press conference.
Oh, this was bad. I don't know why are we even doing these anymore?
No one
who had one real question to ask Triple H would ever ask any of this.
I sent you the video. Even Kevin.
I saw it live. I had to turn it off at a certain point. Like, this is the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
That idea.
And he's boring. And this version of him is boring as fuck, too. That doesn't help.
I don't know why they do this.
I don't know why.
He was fine. He's
Dana White. He needs to be Dana White, but he's not Dana White.
Right.
The real Paul Levesque is not a personality. When he's not being Triple H, when he's being Paul Levesque, he's not a Dana White personality.
No, not
he's
at
a,
all.
He's a boring dork is really what he is.
Yeah. Yes. And I think that was like a proudly worn thing too. But now it's like, I got to do something else. But it's like listening to his answers and going, well, we've got, you know, five guys on the top. Like, well, why not have 20? Like that answer about guys, well, it's my turn now. Well, no, he's right in that respect. But when you've guys and girls, by the way, going out there, the crowd reacting, them giving you what you want, and then you just pull it out from under them. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. This is the guy in charge of creative?
The most recent example, and I said it, was obviously Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
Because we have to give Austin Theory his 100th chance. And make him essentially the leader of the vision now.
Yeah.
It was such bullshit. I'm sure you have other examples. If you want to lame them, go ahead.
That's the most glaring one right now. But even for the women, I talked about Fatal Influence. Hey, I'm not saying put him in the main event of WrestleMania, but I'm saying don't undercut him. Mm-hmm. Julia, look what happened to Julia. Now, it's kind of a difference here. I just realized when I said her out loud.
This hasn't been working out with her for a while.
No, but good God. They finished her feud with Kiana James on main event.
Well, yeah.
And then they kill her off, and I'm like, is she on the chops? Which, by the way, I mean,
probably is.
Outside of money, I don't blame her. I wouldn't blame her if she's like, that's fine with me. So
yeah, no, and she kind of went up. She went on social media and she kind of went off about it. It's whatever. I mean, it's just it hasn't worked out. Like she will forever be compared to Stephanie McCare, who just became a much more dynamic personality. Mm-hmm. And honestly, in that. Maybe in various periods of their careers where they run parallel together, Julia was considered the superior worker, but that hasn't been the case for a while either.
No.
And even that match on SmackDown, like Lash Legend wasn't that impressive. Like,
no,
it feels like if we're going to move Lash Legend out of the tag team, she essentially has to reintroduce herself. Like,
yes.
She's not over in the least. Yeah. This match was a giant waste of time, even if it wasn't long.
I would have just preferred that there was a mystery person.
Yes, you know? They should just send a mystery person in the ladder match. Yeah. Yes, they could have done. It could have been Becky or whoever. Yeah, you can just put somebody in the ladder match.
I'm trying to say, like, who's been gone for a while? Well, Becky's been gone. Steph McCare, obviously.
Steph McCare.
Who else?
I'm trying to remember who else has been.
Well, I mean,
been
all right, I'm putting names out, okay? Like Ivy Nile doesn't get used at all. I will say Jordan Grace, and yes, I know, but
you're digging deep now.
Yeah, I know. No, I know, but it's like there could be other people, and there's all the people in NXT as well that are just floundering. Like, yeah. Okay, like obviously Lola Vice will be up in a few weeks because
yes, she'll be up again. Like. But there's nothing, obviously nothing wrong with Lash Legend. There's all the real potential there, but they almost have to, again, they have to reintroduce or refigure her out in a world where she's not in the tag team anymore.
Yeah, but I'm also like, maybe she should be in a tag team for a while.
There's a good point there too.
Like it's
what they had them lose to the diminutive and aging team of Paige and Brie Bella multiple times.
Yep.
So what where do you have them as tag team?
Yeah. And it's funny because it's funny to take up for Nia Jax, you know, because before it was always like, the hell with her, blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, well, she's holding up her end of the deal now.
Yes. And she's propping up she's propping up someone very new.
Yes. And it's like, good. And that's why I said maybe they should stake in the tag team. But they'd also have to invest in the women's tag team division, too, which is not happening. So.
Well, no.
But it's like you have like Lia Valkyra. She beats Bayley and she hasn't even been on TV wrestling.
They were setting her up for an Intercontinental title match. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I guess the broken nose is probably not helping matters. But
when did she break her nose? That's right. The Bayley match, and she hasn't actually wrestled since, but she's still making the towns. Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, Maxine used to wrestle. Now she's just the plaything for Austin Theory, I guess.
That might actually be Austin Theory's best chance ever to get something going, but we'll see.
It's been how many weeks? Seriously.
I don't know. The evil sexy duo has always worked.
Yeah, when it's equal parts good, Maxine's fine. And he's just playing bad guy. Like,
yeah. That's been his whole thing his whole career. And you've been soft, you know, softer on him than I have.
Yes. The best role he ever played was when he was himself. In NXT, when he was like the goofy guy with the way. Now he's not a dumbass. I mean, I've seen interviews with him, but he's more easygoing. He is more carefree than this. I'm going to scowl all the time. Like,
well, yeah. Oh, yeah. The scowling thing he took up upon this vision run. Yeah, that's definitely not working.
Yeah, it is a big cut it out. Like Logan Paul is still himself, but yet he still seems like Logan Paul's taking a backseat to him.
He is.
Who is arguably the bigger star of all of them.
Logan Paul should have never felt like a normal part of the roster.
Yeah.
John Cena was wrong about that. Him being there every week and just blending in. That was not the right move.
And that's why I thought it would be great with him getting hurt. Give me a sec. This injury would keep him off TV. But I get the feeling there's a weird sense of pride with him now to show, no, I am a full-timer.
Yeah, no, it's no, like, no I, dude, I think he you does have that. I think he does have, like, some kind of real real athlete mindset. He does. And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, for all the bad things you can say about him and his brother, they do have that. And, you know, it's obviously served them well.
Yeah, so it's like, Triple H talking about how there's people on top and that's why it was like, well, people got moved out of the top when it was time and the undercard got stronger for it. So you were there. And I think that's the frustrating part. So there's two schools of thought here. There's the time where Triple H was coming up and he got his push cut short because of the curtain call. Then he was part of, he was like the lesser of the mix, to be frank about it, you know, and then he becomes the guy and no one's getting above him. And it's like, is this the Triple H we're getting now? They've just shown, hey, we're choosing these guys and no one's getting above them. I don't know, but something's got to change. And I'm hoping tomorrow is the change. Like Braun finally breaks out. Like seeing Braun Breaker mulling about with the tag team titles is just kind of sad. So, well,
they don't have a title match set, so they're not going to lose them anytime soon.
I'm also waiting for Bronson Reed to come back too. He should be back by now, right? It's 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where. I don't even know where he fits in at this point.
Yeah.
It's,
well, I'd like to see him come back and like talk to Braun and be like, "What are you doing?" Like a little.
I guess the question is,
Vision Civil War, I guess.
Yeah, and of course now the question with Brock feels like he's going to be gone for at least the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell does Paul Heyman do? Unless he needs to go off TV because he's got whatever going. He's got he's an old man and he's morbidly obese and there are multiple moments he has not looked good on TV. He's looked very unhealthy on TV.
But he's also lost weight.
He has lost some weight. He has lost some weight. Yes.
GLP-1s are some other thing.
Who knows? I mean he's kind of given the Vision the kiss off. So like,
yeah,
what role is he going to play? And if Brock's not on TV on any kind of regular basis.
Yeah, and there's nobody like below that to team him with, you know. So
yeah, no,
yeah, and you know, but it's okay. It's also like, well, when he comes back, it'll be like, oh crap. So, or if he does, I mean, he obviously will, but yeah. So now we are on to night two. I'm sticking by everything I said, and you guys both picked Chelsea Green, huh?
We both picked Chelsea Green. I just think that moment where Tiffany's on top of the ladder and Chelsea's like, you go, bestie. And then like that scowl comes over her face and she pushes her over.
God,
that's
don't
the way to
do
go.
That to me.
What?
I just hope that's what happens. I picked Charlotte. So.
See, they already announced that Charlotte and Jade are facing each other next week on SmackDown.
There's
so
another
reason
why.
They've got their see.
Now it's for the title.
I'm moving. I'm against one of them. I'm moving against either of them winning because they've already got their own thing,
yeah.
And they should have been kept to their own thing. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did. And I don't disagree.
Now,
but
so I feel like they cancel each other out. You know, they do a big spot where they're both taken out. Lash Legend's just kind of there. She should not win. That reaction
in
Green Bay.
Oh my God!
The non-reaction she got in Green Bay was terrifying. Like no, she is not someone you can just lawn dart right to the top and have it stick. They've got work to do there. So it's
That's not even we didn't know. We didn't even consider the mystery person being the winner. And now it's Lash Legend. I guarantee you, it's not Lash Legend. So,
no, it's not.
No.
Which is where Tiffany's already got a title.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they're Minneapolis, so there's the argument for that. But let me tell you about Chelsea Green in Green Bay. What a fucking reaction she got that whole night.
Everyone loves her.
Everyone loves her. Yes. Now, granted, it's a weird thing that you know she would pull off a heel move to win the title and you know essentially await Rhea Ripley to murder her in a matter of minutes. But what she could do, because this is a fake championship. I've heard to what it is this before.
Yeah.
Her walking around arrogantly, like she really is the world champion,
mm-hmm.
works for this.
Yes.
Because I hate this. I hate this interim championship shit with a passion. I hate it in AEW. It's stupid. It's even stupid in the UFC. No one buys into it. No one really understands exactly what it means. Yeah. But someone like Chelsea Green could walk around arrogantly like she is the world champion, like she's beaten Rhea Ripley for it, and that's what this thing needs for, you know, 2 months or whatever the hell it is until Rhea's actually cleared.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I guess my counter to that would be, well, now she has to feud with Tiffany, who is the United States champion. So you're tying up the interim title with Tiffany. But at the same time, like I told you, Rhea's coming back Friday. It's like I sincerely believe that's what's going
to
happen.
You really think that they would do all of this just to have Rhea come back and be cleared by Friday?
Why wouldn't they?
Well, yeah.
So that's my answer. Why wouldn't they?
I know Vince, but this is still the same company that made CM Punk came back in 2011. You know, a week after he put the belt in his fridge.
Yep,
I know.
Yeah, so
and you know what? I'll hit that again. CM Punk going to every nickel and dime independent show in 2011 and defending the WWE Championship would have been fucking gold.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of fun.
Yes,
but that Vince wasn't into fun.
That's not what they did.
He's just into his wrestlers having fun in the ring. The worst thing you could ever say. It immediately just takes me out of any match when someone says that. They're just here to have fun, guys. Look at the smiles on their face. Like, oh, fuck.
We put they put smiles on people's faces. How dare you?
So gross.
Think about all the sick kids.
Yeah, that's what Make-A-Wish is for. You know?
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, that sounded harsh, by the way. That's not how it was supposed to sound, but it really is. Like, there's a time and place for that. And with those poor children or people, you know, that's what that's for.
All right. All right. What do you want to talk about next? I guess we've kind of moved to impromptu previewing tonight.
Yeah, that's it. It's 5:08. Let's get the hell out of here so we can get ready for night two.
Well, I don't know if I've talked enough. Well, there's one thing. Well, first of all, live experience of SmackDown.
Oh, yes.
For a show the night before a PLE. Very entertaining, energetic, fast-moving show. I really enjoyed myself. Some fifth row behind the announcers. A lot of fun. Again, I don't know how it felt. It came off on TV, but I thought for a show that no one important is going to wrestle. You know you're not going to get any big matches. I thought it was a lot of fun. And maybe the most fun part of the night, motherfucking Haku.
I was so happy to see him.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I want that staff to be shorter, though. Yep. Other than that, if he's not, do we want to get it? Haku is one of the most underrated wrestlers ever.
He is.
Guy was just thinking about how great in everything.
Yes, he was great. And there is a thing with everyone from that era, more than any other era, where everyone is memorable.
Yeah.
That's fair. Mid-level a best guy, you were just like, holy shit, it's fucking Haku.
Yes. Yeah, he popped out of the woods, and I was like, or the back, and I'm like, wait, what? I was like, oh my god. And I thought that was it. And then he comes down to the ring and I was like, oh no way. Well,
and his sons and Tama and Fala were going nowhere with this. This is the shot in the arm they needed.
I hope so. I
really hope so. Yeah.
Because if not, it's just a waste. It's a wasted hire. Like, they've really done next to nothing. So.
Yeah.
Like, I saw an interview with Jeff Cobb, and they asked him about his time there. He's like, I have nothing bad to say. I mean, it could have gone better. And it's like, yeah, they really did kind of waste, like, not even trying with him. Like, if you hire someone, you should at least give it a real try.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
Yeah, yeah. That's all. But
I wouldn't have gone through with hiring him in the first place.
No, of course not.
Just too many guys who do what he does better than him, who look bigger than he does.
Yeah, yes. But it really is funny when those guys come from other places and you realize just how the size that WWE goes for. Which, by the way, going back to what you brought up, Haku is still a mammoth man.
He is still a terrifying human being. Yes,
and just knowing like the folklore around him too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you know the folklore, yeah, it's even better. Yes.
Yeah. And the more Haku, the better. It's just too bad he's older, so he doesn't have the hair anymore, like when he was Ming. I loved that. Was some of the greatest stuff ever. Again, going back to the follicly challenged stuff. If I could do that, that'd be awesome. And I wouldn't take anybody's guff. Well, that looks a little weird on you. You can't do it. So be jealous. So, but yeah, no, I hope he sticks around, but I don't want him to be what a lot of veterans come in and do and be the doddering old man.
You mean like Jake Roberts or Arn Anderson?
I mean, yeah, you know, and I love Jake and I just hate that stuff. Or Ric Flair.
Yeah.
For that matter.
Oh, Ric Flair, yeah.
You know, like stuff like that. So if they're going to have Haku do stuff, make sure he can do it.
Yeah.
You know, and don't ask him to do anything other than be there and be intimidating. Because his presence alone is intimidating. He doesn't need to do anything. He was in a damn suit, right?
Yeah, he's in a suit. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in like the old Ming suit. He was Colonel Parker's bodyguard, yes.
That's right.
That,
oh
was
my
the
God.
best, that was the
I forgot
that
about
was the
that.
best that was the best version of him.
Yeah, because didn't is that where he came up with the Yakuza kick? Is that what they called it?
Yeah, the Yakuza kick, he was
He is not part of the
they tried
Yakuza,
to
so
Yeah, they
another
did
reason
that, and
wrestling's great.
he had a nerve hold. They did the bit where Dusty Rhodes broke a chair, broke a wooden chair over his head, just like the Big Bubba deal, and
Yep.
from
Yeah, the
earlier in the 80s, you know,
Tongan Death Grip. Yes.
because the Tongan Death Grip, that stuff. Yeah. Oh, I remember. Oh yeah, that maybe the other great. There was the episode of Nitro where they just out of nowhere announced that he was facing Goldberg for the
Yes.
title. This is after Goldberg was a champion. So to heat him up for it, they just had him come out and just like put the Tongan Death Grip at like 15 jobbers.
Well, do you remember? I think it was it sold out or like the end? What was the NWO titled pay-per-view they had? It was sold
Yeah,
out,
sold
right?
out.
I think it was
Yeah.
sold out. It was him and the Barbarian, the Faces of Fear versus Nash and Hall for the tag titles.
You know what? I actually remember that. I remember that as start as the Starrcade the month before.
Okay. It was and it was a
Yeah,
pay-per-view.
they did. Yeah,
And
yeah.
the crowd turned on the NWO to cheer for them. That's how awesome Haku is. And I'll give it to the Barbarian too. Two
Oh
giant
yeah.
scary dudes. And did they win the titles?
No, they never did. They never got to. They never. They, he never got gold in WCW. No, other than the
No.
hardcore title.
That seems like a
Other than the hardcore, the WCW hardcore title right at the end, which I don't remember this one. His contract went up, was up while he was still hardcore champion the last few months of WCW, and he just and he showed up in the Royal Rumble like a week later.
Oh
That
my
was the brief
God.
run where he was teaming with Rikishi. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, that's right. And then didn't he do something? He just disappeared. Like he got in trouble or did something wrong or
I don't think he did anything. I think they just
just
you know they just weren't going to be pushing him in 2001.
And by the way, even Google
And here we are
AI.
25 years later, and he's back on TV.
Yeah, even Google AI seems a little bitchy about this. Because I looked up and he says the WCW tag team known as the Faces of Fear never won any championship titles. And then again, responded saying it again and again. It reads kind of bitchy, like, yeah, they never won when they should have. So I don't know. I like my characters, but I also just like realist and scary dudes. And
Yeah.
like I told you, I saw the Barbarian at he was at the Charlotte Knights baseball game. And they were signing. And I was too intimidated to go and say hi. I was like, no. Like, he's a giant dude still for being old. And I was like, I don't want to bother this guy. Like, forget it. So that was my brush with the Barbarian. I'm sure he's probably like, dude, you should have just came over and said hi, but still.
I'm sure he's the nicest man on earth.
Yeah.
Those guys all are. They could rip
So.
your eye out in a second, but they're very but they're the nicest men.
Yeah. So. But yeah, well, also you're talking about like it's a quick presentation. Live shows are always better than watching on TV most of the
They are.
time.
They have. Yeah.
You have to sit through 4 minutes of commercials for a PLE.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yep. And it was funny because the Netflix feed was 2 minutes behind. Because I turned both on to see what they were doing, and they came into the show, and I was like, oh, so I had to shut it off. Like, no, I better not do that. So. But, all right. Any other SmackDown thoughts?
No, I think we can get out of here.
All right, so we need to get out so I can get this posted. And then we can enjoy night two of SummerSlam. So, yeah, everyone, thanks for listening. You know where to find us because you're listening. So there's that. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back Tuesday for a roundup of Raw and SummerSlam night two. And my review of the Odyssey, because that's what I'm doing tomorrow night. So,
Oh,
yeah, so
bonus.
we'll see. So, we'll talk to you then. I'll let Chris take us out. Have fun, everyone.
All right, everybody. You heard the man. We'll be back with you on Tuesday night, or probably more likely Wednesday morning. And enjoy SummerSlam night 2. Enjoy Monday Night Raw. And enjoy yourselves in general. Check us out. Leave us a review anywhere you're allowed to leave a review on podcasts. Hell, if you want to leave us a review on DoorDash, go right ahead. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care.
And we'll be out of here later.